Now is the time, episode number 8. I'm Caleb Succo, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives to worship God right now. Friends, welcome again to the Now's the Time podcast. Today we are talking about, what does a successful missionary look like? What is a profile of a successful missionary? This week on my blog, I posted and I wrote about 7 ways that a missionary can fail, which I understand can be a little depressing sometimes to look at the negative, although sometimes we do need to look at the negative. And I know that in my career as a missionary, I have failed many times. And the point is to look at those failures and learn from them and grow through them and move on and become better. But I did promise at the end of that blog post that I would do this podcast and talk about what it means to be a successful missionary. And I thought that the best way to do that really is to share with you one of my heroes, one of my living heroes, a missionary who just recently retired after, I think, over 40 years down in South America, and in many ways just characterizes what it means to be a successful missionary. And so I want to introduce you, friends, today to a man whose name is Dwayne Howe. And I spent a couple of months with him about 20 years ago now, in the jungles of South America in Brazil and Peru. And he was a missionary with New Tribes Missions there for many, many years, and worked in the jungles, worked in tribal situations. And, you know, even though that was 20 years ago, I think his influence still affects much of what I do in ministry today. And so I emailed him just yesterday, in fact, and I let him know. I said, hey, I want to feature you on our podcast, on my podcast, and just want to make sure that's okay with you. And he wrote me back right away and he said, yes, that's fine. But he also told me, he said, and I'm writing a book and you're going to be in it. So that was kind of interesting news. He said, yeah, I'm writing a book about, he's writing a book about his life as a missionary down there in Brazil in the jungles, in the tribes. And he's going to, I guess part of that book is going to talk about some of the time that when I was down there. And I was down there about 20 years ago. I'm trying to think even what year that was. I think it was 95. Yeah, so almost 20 years ago. 95, 96, I think, was the years that I was down there. And when I was down there with Dwayne Howe, we had the opportunity to visit this one tribe where they had a pretty big problem with demon possession. There were several people that had experienced oppression from demons. And we went out to that tribe and tried to help them with that problem and dealt head on with demons. It was, well, really my only time in my life where just dealt head on with demon oppression in people in that kind of a manner. Well, but that's a story for another time. But today, what we're talking about is successful missionaries. What makes a successful missionary? And like I said, I wanted to introduce you to my friend and one of my living missionary heroes, Dwayne Howe, because really, I think he pictures what it is to be a successful missionary. And the first characteristic that I want to share with you, and I'd say it's probably the most important characteristic, is that successful missionaries, they have this drive, this undying, just motivation and desire that is deep within their heart to simply tell people about the love of Jesus. And that was something that I noticed in Dwayne. That was something that I noticed in his life. And here's the thing. If we talk about missions, let's say 100 years ago or something, pretty much a missionary was an evangelist, right? They went to Africa and to these third world countries, and they told people about Jesus. That's what a missionary was. Now, fast forward 100 years to today, and we have missionaries that are much more specialized in their task. So we have, for instance, missionaries who are translators, missionaries who are pilots, missionaries who are mechanics, missionaries who specialize in medical field, missionary doctors. We have missionary seminary professors and teachers. And so today, missions has become a lot more specialized, and especially when you talk about Brazil, let's say down in tribal areas, or tribal areas really anywhere in the world. I think one thing that people sometimes forget is that you have missionaries who are, let's say, on the front lines in the tribes, and they're the ones that are learning the language, that are translating, that are sharing the gospel with these tribal people. And then you have a bunch of missionaries that are not in the tribes that are supporting those missionaries in the tribe. Well, when I visited Dwayne Howe, he actually did not live in the tribe. He lived in the town and supported the missionaries in the tribe. But here is the thing that I noticed about him. No matter what his, let's say, official job description as missionary was, he came back to one thing. He told people about Jesus. He shared the gospel. He started churches. And it didn't matter what his official job description was. So I know that when they started down there in Brazil 40-some whatever years ago it was, they were in the tribe, and they had that frontline job. And then for a while, they worked at the New Tribes Mission School in Brazil. And I've been to that school when I was down there in Brazil as well, and I know from reports that Dwayne was, again, active in sharing the gospel and even starting one or maybe more than one church where that school was located or near that school. And then when I visited him, he was living in town where he supported the missionaries who lived out in the tribes and bought supplies for them and things like that. And he was also, he didn't let that stop him from just that basic task of sharing the gospel. And he was also active in sharing the gospel in impoverished areas in the city, helping start new churches. And, you know, it just came through no matter what his job description was. And I just call it, it's just a drive that has to start from the heart to share Jesus with anyone and everyone who will listen. And of course, you see that in the Apostle Paul's life too. You know, he was in prison, and what did he do? He shared Jesus wherever he was, and that is such a core factor to the real success of any missionary. And maybe, you know, you probably should go further than that and say the success of any disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what our job is, and we shouldn't really worry so much about where we are, as we should worry about, are we talking about Jesus or not? So that's the first characteristic that I notice, is just that drive to tell about the love of Jesus to anyone around. Now, another thing that I noticed in the life of Dwayne was that he was always very positive and hopeful. And I think that's another characteristic that really defines a successful missionary. Just having a character that is hopeful, that is positive, you know, there's something attractive about that. And if you really think about it, here we are. We're missionaries. We're people that that know Jesus, that have the hope of Jesus, and we are called to share that with others. How can we not be hopeful? How can we not be positive and encouraging when we have that hope of Jesus in our hearts? And, you know, when we approach ministry with that kind of attitude, complaining just, it just melts away. We don't complain. And, you know, I am a missionary in Ukraine. I'm a missionary in a big city. We pretty much have everything we need here. Yeah, life is different than it is in the U.S., I understand. And sometimes I forget about that a little bit, but I know that sometimes we have guests here and they at times can be a little bit shocked by the way we do things here or something. But really, really, honestly, we don't really have the hardships here, in my opinion. But tribal living in the jungle, I remember the first day that we were out on the river in a dugout canoe traveling to one of the tribes, and I didn't wear socks. And that first day, I started counting all of the mosquito bites and gnat bites and all these bites on my feet, just on my feet. And I think I got to like 70 or 80 bites just on my feet. You know, there were things that if we wanted to, we could complain about. Things were not perfect. Things were not comfortable. And yet I never heard a complaint from Dwayne. He just took it all in stride. He enjoyed his time. And he didn't complain about his situation. And, you know, that in and of itself is something that will attract people to Christ. And not only on the mission field, but missionaries, as they come back and as they share in churches what God is doing, I think that positive, hopeful attitude is infectious. And people want to take part in those kind of ministries. And generally, those kind of ministries are successful when they have that kind of hopeful attitude in them. So that's the second thing I want to share, is just positive, hopeful, encouraging attitude. And lack of complaining is something that is just a recipe for success in any missionary. Now, a third thing that was really evident to me is just this simple idea of being flexible and being open to unexpected ministry. In fact, I remember, I visited Dwayne, and we were there in town, and we decided to take a trip out to a village of Indians where they had used to live with this tribe of Indians a number of years ago, so they knew the language and things. And so in order to do that, we had to take a little flight out to this border town right on the border of Brazil, Brazil and Peru. And so we were in Brazil and flew into this town, and actually there's a little river there. I don't remember the name of that river now, but the little river there, and literally the river was very small. Literally you could just walk across, it was probably waist high or something, and you'd be in Peru. Well, from that little landing strip where we landed an airplane, we had to take a dugout canoe up the river, I want to say about 50 miles up the river. So it was a day or two journey by dugout canoe up this river. Well, we found someone to take us up the river and started that journey up the river. And we probably almost a full day traveled up the river, and the canoe broke down. So what did you do? Well, the guy that was taking us, he drifted right to the bank, and there happened to be a village there. And we stopped and got out, and he said, hey, I'll be back in a couple of days, or someone will be back in a couple of days. And, you know, we don't have cell phones. We don't... And that's it. And so here we are on the bank of this river, and this little Indian tribe there. You know, Dwayne didn't skip a beat. He took it all in, and we made contact with these Indians, and they had a little schoolhouse there and said, sure, you can stay there. And I think probably 2-3 days we stayed in the schoolhouse. And that first evening, after we got settled in, hung our hammocks up in the schoolhouse in the jungle, and here comes the Indians. what do? You have a meeting. You share the gospel. And we had 15, 20 Indians coming into this little schoolhouse just wanting to know what we had to say. What an opportunity for ministry. And sometimes I wonder, you know, we live in this world where goals are so important and we set these goals and we measure our progress and we want to get results. And sometimes I just wonder if we just need to maybe just step back from that a little bit and be more open to say, hey, you know, God, what ministry opportunities are you giving me today? How many ministry opportunities have we missed because we were so focused on goals and results and making progress towards things that we think that we need to accomplish? We need to be flexible. And missionaries that are flexible are successful because they see those opportunities. And rather than seeing them as, oh man, this is not going to allow me to reach my goal today of whatever it is that I was planning to do or wanting to do, they see those things as opportunities to minister to people. And because of that, they are given more opportunities and they are successful because they are just simply open to being flexible and not being discouraged because things aren't happening exactly the way that they planned them. So that's the third thing. Being flexible, being open to opportunities that God might put in our way to minister to people. And the fourth thing that I notice in Dwayne's life is a, I don't know how to put it best, but, well, I guess just the ability to communicate and share what God is doing. And I noticed that when that time that I spent with him, pretty much every day he would write to some of his supporters, and not just financial supporters, but people that prayed. And in fact, after I left, you know, over the past number of years, I have regularly received letters from Dwayne, handwritten letters and photographs. And he writes all the time. And I think that one thing that I took away from that is that oftentimes as missionaries, we think of communication with those who sent us as sort of a chore or something that we have to do, something that's required of us, something that takes us away from the ministry. And that's not right. That's wrong. That's not we shouldn't think about it in that way. Because really, as we communicate with those who sent us to the mission field, we are also ministering to them. And I can tell you that I have been ministered to on a regular basis by Dwayne Howe over the past 15, 20 years by his letters, by seeing how God is working in Brazil. I've been encouraged and I have been challenged in my faith. And missionaries who view communication in that way are successful. Communication is a ministry. It is a ministry. It's not something that takes away from our ministry. It's not something that we're required to do and we grudgingly do. It's not something that we have to do or our support will be cut. No, it is a ministry. And it's something that I've tried to incorporate in our family here is to use those emails and those updates not only to just so that people will know what's happening here, but so that people will be encouraged and challenged to also share the gospel with those around them. So those are the four things that I want to share with you today, and let me just review them real quick. First of all is being driven to tell people about Jesus, no matter where you are, no matter what your job description is. Secondly, having a positive and hopeful attitude. Third, being flexible and open to ministry opportunities that might be unexpected. And finally, communicating with those who sent us, not because we have to, but as a ministry, as part of our ministry, to encourage and challenge people to be better followers of Jesus. All right, stay tuned for a couple of announcements. All right, folks, just a couple announcements before I go. I already mentioned in this podcast that we are coming to the States. We'll be coming, flying in around October 15th, so in just over a month. And I, as I promised in the last podcast, I have put up a schedule, a speaking schedule on our website. So if you go to succofamily.org and on the menu, just click on schedule. You will find a general schedule for sort of what months or what states we're going to be in what months. And you will also find a detailed schedule. There's Google Calendar there, and you can just scroll through there and look at individual dates. So if you want us to come, take a look at the – just click on that schedule tab on the menu and take a look at the calendar. And I have to tell you, the Sundays are filling up rapidly, so you have to be quick if you want us on a Sunday. But we're also open to speaking at other times, other events, whether it's in your home with a small group, in a school, in a homeschool setting, to a youth group. I mean, if you can think of it, we're probably ready to speak at that event and share what God is doing in Ukraine. And, like I said, encourage you and challenge you to share the gospel with those around you and to be a better follower of Jesus Christ. So check out our schedule on our website, succofamily.org. And also, we need your support. So it's you don't have to wait until we come to the States to start supporting. So if you can support us, we would appreciate it. We need to get our support level back up to 100%. So if you can do $25, $50, $100 a month. Also, on our website, if you just click on the, I think it's the support tab in the menu, and you will find information about how you can support us. And you can do that electronically, or you can send a check, or you can call. And that's all through our mission agency, ABWE. So it's all tax deductible. So we thank you so much for that. All right, until next time. May God bless you, and may you be encouraged in Jesus Christ.